with so much to talk about.
An armed society.
There's a lot that fires you up.
It's a polite society.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
All right. Warm those fingers up. Yeah. And get ready to push the buttons. Call in.
Which buttons?
The ones on your phone.
What are they?
They're, I don't know, buttons, electric circuitry.
They have numbers on them, Bob?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah, they've got usually 0 through 9. Oh,
could you be specific? Yes.
Oh, the numbers to call in.
Yes.
Well, I thought everybody knew.
Never assume.
877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. You don't want to be one of those. So, warm it up, pump it up. It is a happy hump day, Trump Day, and it is time for you to call in for What's Bugging You. And let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me, and maybe Homan is just kind of holding his cards close to his chest, but I appreciate the emphasis on prioritizing finding the double criminals, because entering the country illegally is a crime. But what I hope is if they find one bad guy and 9 other illegals, that they sweep them all up and get them ready for deportation. I know you probably can't announce that publicly. It'll cause too much fear. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that they have an overwhelming task just if they're going after the ones who have committed felonies. Let's start with that and see where we can go from there. But to your point, yeah, I get it. Like, if you've already got a group, just deport en masse. And sometimes maybe that might make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go to, before we go to Phil, I want to give out those phone numbers again, because during What's Bugging You, honestly, there's never an open phone line, and I know the cold weather has something to do with it. So I'm going to give you an extra second. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
Well, on the deportation issue, I think they should really prioritize the Chinese illegals, because you can't get out of China without permission from the government. These people are actually foreign agents, or maybe what have you, military assets in this country, and get them before they commit an illegal act. And that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, no, well said. I feel the same way. The Chinese nationals did just stumble upon the old Mexican U.S. border. No, and there is every reason to say there should be a greater level of concern and fear when these folks are here. And he's also alluding to the fact that there was a recent arrest of a Chinese national basically shipping arms from California to the folks in North Korea.
Mm-hmm. What could go wrong?
Yeah, I don't know. 877-975-9825, if you want in. Good morning, Anthony. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is that people seem to be confused about what kind of government we have. We do not have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic. And I think everybody needs to understand and realize that.
Yeah, that's... And for some reason, I mean, the people that you would expect, like, oh, I don't know, the people in Washington, D.C. And you have to wonder why they constantly refer to it as a democracy. I think it's the lefties' way of trying to make it more of a mob rule type scenario.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we have a representative constitutional republic. And the reason we have that is that's the only way that you can protect individual rights. That's one of the great things that separates America from everybody else. We actually enjoy individual rights, not just rights of the people. No, individually, that protects you against the mob, so to speak. Let's go to Jack. Good morning. What's bugging you?
You know, what's bugging me this morning is the fact that everybody here in America didn't get a blanket statement pardon. I mean, I'm sure we've all done things that we would like to be pardoned on. I mean, I think before Biden leaves office, he should just issue a straight blanket statement pardon for every American and just wipe the slate clean. Because, I mean, if that's what he's going to do for his family, I mean, we're the American family. Let's just all have a clean slate.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, really, there is something to that, because it isn't this is so broad ranging that this could be like future crimes could be covered. How do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's go to Jason. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. The Chinese national that's sending weapons over to North Korea or in China or whatnot, that doesn't make sense to me. They have all the AK-47s they need. Why is this our excuse of what this guy's done?
I cannot answer that. I mean, what you're saying makes sense.
Well, it kind of makes you wonder why you need one guy in China, from China, to be even doing it at all. It's like, yeah, they've got weapons. Why do they need them from America? What are they getting that they don't have?
Well, and are they really going to North Korea? Because apparently he's shipping firearms, ammunition, and other military items,
right,
which are not named, concealed inside shipping containers that are going to go through from Long Beach to Hong Kong. So are they really going from Hong Kong to North Korea? How do we know that? I don't have the security clearance, probably, for that.
Good
but
question.
It may be something we could run by Congresswoman Kat Kamick, who we will be speaking to in about 30 minutes or so. All right? Hope you're enjoying a happy hump day, Trump day. It is 7:28, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
Hunter full and unconditional pardon.
Bail his son out instead of doing what's right.
Biden making a major reversal ahead of his exit from office.
As it happens.
Trump cabinet nominees targeted with death threats.
No one should have to live in fear.
The news station.
Fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end. There is going to be a mass deportation. Don't test us.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.